So I'd like to welcome all of you to our Sunday Feast program today. Today's program is dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's book distribution marathon. This year we are having a bus party visiting Jammu and nearby areas, which is in the north of India. One bus party is near Ahmedabad. And of course, the whole congregation is also doing their own bit. I myself am involved in the book production marathon, which is not distribution, but it's in the one stage prior to that. I am part of the BBT translation team. So this is one devotee from Aurangabad. He's a book distributor. He was having his book bag going on the streets, and one person called him. He introduced himself as a retired army colonel. And he said, "When are you going to finish the Marathi Srimad Bhagavatam set?" So he said, "Well, we have..." This was when the last two cantos were not out yet. We have the 6th and 7th canto already in print. He said, "Before I die, it's my wish that I read all of Prabhupada's Bhagavatam books." Now, many of you may not be introduced by a book in the very beginning. Can I just have a show of hands? How many of you you did not visit a temple, you didn't take prasad, but the first thing you got was a book by Srila Prabhupada? Quite a few. So book distribution seems like selling books. Like normally our courtyard is already a small place. Those of you who take prasad on Sundays, now you find it's going to become smaller. And there is a whole stack, a mountain of books. Why do we do it? For what purpose? Simply put, it seems that the only reason why we distribute books is because Prabhupada wanted them. So book distribution, some of you, those who saw the video as to how the books were produced, in fact, most of the machines could be obsolete by today's standards. I remember reading a BTG article where it was said that they have a new computerized machine for storing text. It has a storage capacity of 33,000 bytes. That's 33 KB. You might send your birthday picture of 1 MB nowadays. So just imagine how technical progress has sort of changed the whole scenario. But what we are doing is not exactly selling a book or involved in some kind of a commercial activity. Prabhupada wanted that Bhagavad Dharma should be preached, should be spread, should be taught, should be learned. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see a description of Narad Muni visiting the house of Vasudev in Dwarka. Krishna is Dwarkadish, but he has, out of respect, he has allowed King Ugrasen to be on the throne. and Krishna is also helping him in administering the city of Dwarka. It's not exactly a city in the sense it was a metropolis. With Krishna himself had more than 16,000 palaces of his own. For those who may not know how to handle their mobile phones, kindly take someone's help. Someone sitting next to you, but please keep them in a silent mode. No, I'm not laughing because I myself don't know how to operate one. Sometimes they are difficult. So take help from someone. Don't feel embarrassed. Just like we should not feel embarrassed in telling that I cannot operate my phone, I cannot put it on silent mode. Similarly, we shouldn't be embarrassed that I don't know what is the goal of my life. I need guidance. Someone should help me. And none other than Vasudev, the father of Krishna, is telling Narad Muni, who comes to visit him, I lost my chance. I had the opportunity. He says, you know what I did? The Supreme Lord came in front of us, myself and my wife Devaki, and all I asked him was, I want you as my son. Now there are devotees or people who have asked Krishna like that I want a son like you. Now this is a good desire. But there is a small kind of a hitch in it. Atri Muni was someone who asked the Lord, I want a son like you. There is a slight difference. He didn't say, I want you. He said, I want someone like you. So our acharyas say, this is not a very pure desire. But why do you want a son like Krishna in this material world? You want a son like the Lord himself? You go to the spiritual world. He wants to. The very purpose of his coming here is to attract your mind to take you up there. So what prevents us from taking this chance? What prevents us from accepting Krishna's offer? It's plain ignorance. So Nanda Maharaj is lamenting that when Krishna came to my house, I could not take full benefit. But now, I am not going to lose this chance. Now a devotee has come to my house. So in one sense, he is giving more importance to a Vaishnav like Narad Muni visiting him than the Lord himself visiting him many, many years ago. And he says, Narad Muni, please teach me devotional service. Could you please help me understand? I am in ignorance. I am a fallen householder. Of course, Narad Muni doesn't believe it. You, a fallen householder? Krishna himself gets happiness. If you ask him, what's your name? He says, my name is Vasudev. Vasudev is derived from Vasudev. He's happy calling himself Devaki Nandan. Imagine the fortune of such devotees. But pure devotees, they understand that whenever there is a query about devotional service, later, in the later years, future devotees like, or those who want to become devotees like you and me, we also will get benefit of that dialogue. So in the true sense of the parampara system, Narad Muni says, I understand what exactly you want to hear. Let me recite before you a conversation which took place between King Nimi and the Navayogendras. There were 9 sadhus, very pure devotees. So the point is, the discussion is on Bhagavad Dharma. All these books surrounding Prabhupada, you can see there on the left and right side of his Vyasasan. The only subject matter is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavat means concerning Bhagavan, concerning the Supreme Lord. Vasudev is interested in learning Bhagavad Dharma. Narad Muni is interested in teaching him. And he takes help of a conversation which was many, many years ago, when King Nimi had asked these 9 sadhus who had visited his place. It's very interesting how the moment these 9 personalities come to his palace, he says, could you please teach me Bhagavad Dharma? He didn't ask them, how was the trip? How was the travel? Are you well? Are you okay? So many Vaishnava acharyas have commented, the moment you see a pure devotee, you don't ask him how are things at your end, or you don't tell him the latest news from this material world. You say, well, last 7 days you are traveling. I hope you know, you must not be knowing that so and so was elected president and so many people died in some bomb blast somewhere and this team won. It doesn't concern them. Why? They don't want this knowledge. They know that nothing changes this material world essentially. Like some of us were on yatra for 2 or 3 weeks and there were no newspapers, there was nothing. In fact, this big personality died in Bombay. I came here and I saw all these posters. So that was the time only you come to know really what kind of impact it had. So it's kind of good that sometimes you are away from these so-called current affairs. And then you come back and you understand nothing really changed. You not being here didn't really matter to the world at all. Isn't it? Rather, that time you spent hearing chanting in the dham was actually to your credit. That's like your bank balance, which actually counts at the last moment. So, King Nimi in that verse, he says, 11th canto, chapter 2, a moment's association, in fact, there he says, kshana ardha api. Kshana is a moment. What's a moment? Sometimes it is said, the time it takes your upper eyelash to touch the lower one. That's it. That's a moment. And he says half of that. Half of the duration of that moment of association with a sadhu. Now the sadhu has to be a pure sadhu. And all your life's questions can be solved. At least that process can begin. So therefore he says, I won't waste any time asking you about, these are personalities who can go to any planet. They don't wear any clothes, what to speak of carrying any luggage with them. So you don't need to ask them that, you know, did you get prasad on the way or are you happy with the climate? Nothing bothers them. 9 of them, all of them pure devotees and only interested in spreading pure Krishna consciousness. So the moment the king asks about Bhagavad Dharma, they are so happy. And one by one, this is by the way, the second or third most voluminous piece of conversation in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Devahuti Kapil Samvad, Navayogendra Nimi Samvad, and of course the largest is Uddhava and Krishna Samvad, which goes up to 17 chapters maybe. Now this is the main essence of a book. A book is not paper. A book is not just some papers put together and bound with glue and then you just sell it so that your quota is over. No. And why should we preach? Sometimes devotees say we are not preachers. Of course we are not. The pure devotee is a preacher. Prabhupada writes in one purport. We are all his assistants. So that moments, half a moment's association, if it can make that kind of impact, that's why You and me need to take one book and show it to somebody, maybe on the street, in the bus, in your colony, in your community, flight, wherever. Wherever and whenever you get an opportunity, of course we should be distributing books like that throughout the year. But this is one thing where you do it in a concentrated way, and that helps. So that is the reason why that this Bhagavad Dharma, the essence of the Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, this knowledge is so important. No one's talking about it. Not just no one's talking about it, no one knows about it except what is given in Prabhupada's books. Now for you and me, after some years, we read the book and we may say, oh, I know this. We are not this body, we are spirit, soul. And that is one thing about knowing it. And the next level is to realize it. It's like one thing is to know that the highest peak is Mount Everest. And climbing it successfully is a whole new game. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada sort of designed this kind of a book distribution effort. In fact, like a pure devotee, all how they behave always, he said, spreading Krishna consciousness is my service. My Guru Maharaj told me that you spread this message everywhere. And then he told his disciples at that time, and you are doing it, you will get the credit. So, in fact, the marathon has already begun, but we didn't have time, so therefore we had to squeeze in this slot somewhere. So we happened to have this Sunday available. So we thought we'll make this presentation. Vaisheshika Prabhu, one of the stalwart book distributors, a very faithful disciple of Prabhupada, he wrote a small piece. For those of you who have internet access, you can check it out on dandavats.com. The pen is mightier than the sword. Pen and a sword. So the world has seen enough of personalities who come with a sword and try to conquer people's bodies, conquer people's property, conquer people's assets, your countries, your money, but not your heart. Who has the capacity to conquer your heart? The Lord is described in the Vedas as the Lord of the heart, the super soul. So these books have that knowledge. Be convinced that people need this knowledge. If you ask somebody, do you need a Bhagavad Gita? They may say, no. So you may say, hey, Shamanandas was saying that they need Bhagavad Gita, and his person is saying, no. How do I make the connect? Ask them, do you want to become happy? Will they ever say no? Never. Do you want to have peace of mind? Will they ever say no? Where will you get it in the ultimate sense? In one lecture I was hearing, Prabhupada is talking of atyantik dukkha nivritti. Very important words. Atyantik, anta, ati anta, the last limit of that particular thing. Dukkha nivritti, cessation of all miseries. He says only the Supreme Lord can give that assurance. You surrender at my lotus feet, I will provide you protection from all kinds of fear. And obviously, many devotees say that, you know, miracles happen when you go out on book distribution, when you give out a book. I am not so attached to a miracle happening in the sense people snatching books from me and throwing money on my face or doing a puja of mine on the street itself. Oh, you are a savior. No. First of all, these books have come. That's the first miracle. That's the first miracle. And secondly, we have a chance to assist Prabhupada. That's the second miracle. I just came with Karuna Sindhu Prabhu. He serves in Canada. He talked about an area of Canada which is near Halifax. Extreme eastern part of Canada, but very remote. Very, very remote. And it's amazing that There are people staying in poverty. Now you and me might think, Canadians living in poverty? Well, there are thatched huts, boarded windows, cardboard, wooden like that. In one place, as he was leaving a particular house, a young lady in her 30s came running over and she said, I read one of your books, Beyond Birth and Death, and the knowledge is amazing. Can I have another? So he said, yeah. So he had other small books. He said, I don't have money to pay. Do you accept fruits or vegetables as something in exchange? Now this is today's reality. There was some economic boom there, but then something happened and then the whole area is now under reeling under economic collapse. So people are willing to give away their daily fruits or vegetables, but they are interested in reading this. And to conclude, one last story, I found it very inspiring. He knocked on one door. A man said, come in, come in. He went inside the house and he said, we have these books. And the man showed what he was reading, Bhagavad Gita as it is. He said, it's amazing that you choose to come this day. I had this book on my shelf for so many days. I was not knowing when do I start reading it. And this afternoon I thought maybe I should make a beginning today. I took the book, I'm going through some few pages, and here you come again with something else. So, what do I learn from this? That no matter what Kali Yuga might throw at us, any kind of economic turmoil, political turmoil, or relationship turmoil, it's bound to be. We feel as if we are surprised by the attacks of Kali. But Shukadeva Goswami has already warned us. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. O king, this age is an ocean of faults. Just try to understand, what do you mean by an ocean of faults? He doesn't say a ditch of faults or a stream of faults or a river of faults. Ocean. Ocean means you should not be surprised by the water there. You should not be surprised by the creatures living there. You might see a fish here and there. You may say, oh, look a fish, look a fish. You may say, oh, you go down, you will see tons of them. And hundreds of them bigger than this one. So similarly, somebody says, this is the only problem in Kali Yuga. This is the only problem in Kali Yuga. Oh, look, there's a problem. You haven't seen the whole thing, sir. It's an ocean of faults. Asati hi eko mahan guna. And there is only one redeeming factor. Kirtanad eva krishnasya. Krishnasya, of Krishna's. That kirtan. Kirtayati doesn't mean just taking kartals and having a song. Spreading the glories. Kirti is glory. So the book you carry, there is kirtan in it. Krishna is glorified. You feel the benefit of it. Your duty towards Prabhupada to show your gratitude is to give to somebody else. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajit. That's the only way you can become liberated. So from one point of view, we distribute these books because there is also an element of our gain in it. We need to study these books. Like you saw in the video, Srila Prabhupada is giving a Bhagavatam class every day without fail, every center. Prabhupada wanted that system. We discussed Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we are not of the numbers here. Many, many years ago when we instituted this Radha Gopinath temple's participation, we see we are not going to go after numbers. Numbers will come, provided devotees are enthusiastic, provided you are encouraged. So you need not bother yourself if you couldn't distribute 100 or 250 or 500 Gitas. As I am going to repeat, the number is not important, but whether you feel encouraged enough. If you distributed 200 Gitas, but you are not encouraged to read the book yourself, that's a failure. That's a failure. But if you could do only two so far, but you said, oh, somebody asked me, what's in it? And I said, oh, I have to read a few verses at least to tell somebody what's in it. That's your gain. So, let us enthusiastically participate in Srila Prabhupada's marathon for his pleasure. Srila Prabhupada, book distribution marathon, ki! Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, ki! Shri Gaur Nitai, ki! Shri Gopal ji, ki! Tai Gaur Premanande! Thank you very much. Do the main program.
Hare Krishna. When I was told some months back to present this book distribution Sunday feast class, it was a difficult thing because when you present to an audience who are not interested, then it's another thing. But you present to an audience who are more interested than you, it's more tougher. So definitely, we don't have to be convinced about, no one here has to be convinced about that you should distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. In fact, if it was so, then you would have not come here today. But we had advertisement done that this is a Prabhupada marathon class, and you are all very enthusiastic. So I was wondering what should be presented by which we can inspire each other. So one nice thing which came in my mind was, instead of speaking some realizations from my heart, which is very not much there, better I present something from other devotees who are distributing throughout their life. That will be much better. Speak something about Prabhupada, about his books, and also about devotees, Srila Prabhupada disciples and the other followers. And from there we can get some inspiration. So based on that we had this theme, the seven habits of a highly successful book distributor. So we'll begin today with our presentation where we will see how Srila Prabhupada was very much pleased whenever he saw his book. Because as we saw the banner down, if you want to please me, distribute my books. So Prabhupada was actually very happy when he would hear the book scores, when he would see a new book come out of print. So we'll see some nice photographs which are collected about Srila Prabhupada with his books, Beautiful Moments. So here is Srila Prabhupada in different moments of his ecstasy, where now he has got a book and he's analyzing and he's seeing how it has come through. See the satisfaction in Srila Prabhupada's face and then the happiness when he goes through his book. Srila Prabhupada received this new book out of print and he's holding it right on his head. Ultimate pleasure. Srila Prabhupada said whenever he would get a book printed, he would feel like he has conquered an empire. So Prabhupada is happy reading his book, looking at his book. Prabhupada is going through his books here. Srila Prabhupada once said to his disciples, many times he said, that I may be the only author who reads his own books. Why? Because Prabhupada said, I didn't write those books. Krishna has written those books. I am just an instrument. And it's actually a fact. Prabhupada presented books. In fact, one time one person had come and he was interviewing Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada in his interview told that these books are not written by me. Krishna dictates it. Krishna has written these books. So this new person who had come, he could not understand that Krishna has written these books, but a book has written written by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada on that. So when that interviewer got confused, one disciple came and he wanted to give some, remove the confusion. So he said, well, what happens is the parampara line is there. Krishna is speaking and then it goes to Brahma and Brahma goes to Narada. From Narada it comes to Vyasa. And then in the parampara, then Prabhupada is getting it and then Prabhupada is presenting it in that way. So Prabhupada was very disturbed. Prabhupada just stopped him and said, why are you concocting things? I'm saying you, Krishna is dictating it to me and I'm writing it. So what's wrong in that? So Prabhupada actually reiterated many times that Krishna is dictating these purports and I'm just an instrument in Krishna's hands. So Prabhupada is displaying one of his old initial books. Here Prabhupada is reading his own books. Fresh from print the book has come. And see the excitement in all devotees. See the smile on the devotee's face because now he has understood that Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. Prabhupada is definitely pleased by that book, and therefore Krishna is pleased. And here it's Prabhupada, he's working hard late in the night, late hours, dictating his purports. We saw in the video just now how Prabhupada was dictating. And that was late in the night when most of us sleep. Prabhupada sacrifices sleep to give out his books. And therefore Prabhupada always said, if you want to please me, distribute my books. Because Prabhupada was very much pleased when he would hear the book distribution scores and devotees going out and sacrificing their time and energy to distribute his books. So now we will present something on the 7 habits of highly successful book distributor. This seminar has been taken from, as Shyamananda Prabhu mentioned, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu is a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He is a very close friend of Radhanath Swami also. And he is well known all over the world for inspiring devotees through his personal example of book distribution. Even today, at a very old age, still he is distributing books on the streets. And even though not much is happening in America, but he has inspired devotees so much that all over America now devotees have taken a rejuvenated effort in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And he gets always novel ideas of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So if you go to the net and if you find that many more seminars are available, I would request that if you can go and download those seminars. These are the seminars which are available in iskonbookdistribution.com and distributebooks.com. All these different seminars. We are picking just one of them, the 7 secrets of highly successful book distributor, and presenting some points from his presentation. Before I start the presentation, I would like to now show a small video about Vaisheshika Prabhu demonstrating a technique of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And you can see how expert he is. Through so many years he has gone and distributed Srila Prabhupada's books and how he is going to demonstrate the technique. So we'll see that first. That was a good one. Okay, so these are the 7 habits of a highly successful book distributor. First is cultivate desire. Vaisheshika Prabhu mentions this 4 points here. Where there is a will, there is a way. Associate with devotees who have strong faith in and desire for book distribution. Your ability will grow to meet your strong desire. And nothing will change until you do. So there are many examples which Vaisheshika Prabhu gives in his seminar. We'll list some few of them. Regarding where there's a will, there's a way. Prabhuji mentioned, Vaisheshika Prabhu, that the best example of this is Srila Prabhupada himself. Srila Prabhupada had a will to come to West to preach because that was his Guru Maharaj's order. But he had no penny, he had no money. And then because there was a will, he was waiting for Krishna's sign. And finally then he went on to beg from Sumati Morarji a free passage ticket on cargo ship. So it's mentioning here that even to go and ask for a free cargo ticket was an innovative way of approaching a person. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada, there was a will that he wanted to go and he was looking for that opportunity. And when he saw that the Sumati Morarji is having a cargo ship, so immediately that clicked. Prabhupada saw that maybe I can go via cargo ship. And Prabhupada asked for a free passage. And Prabhupada really had to struggle and finally got that free passage. And that's how he came to America. He had no money, but he reached America because he had a will. And Krishna provided the way. The later is associate with devotees who have strong faith and they have desire for book distribution. Sometimes, at least in my case, I have seen that many times, if I don't have a strong faith, devotees who have strong faith, you go with them. And then you will somehow or other carry that faith with you. So one proper disciple, Dayananda Prabhu, he was mentioning his personal realization of how he got inspired in book distribution. So this was late in very 1970s in the Los Angeles temple when the book distribution fever was picking up. People were like going for book distribution. So Dayananda Prabhu, during the marathon time, he was talking with one devotee standing. And suddenly there was one devotee, Rameshwar Prabhu, who was holding a big box of book, and he was just walking. So these two devotees are standing. Just imagine these two devotees are standing, and suddenly one devotee comes and walks in between them with the book bag, with books box. What will happen? The devotee having conversation will be disturbed. So this happened. Dayananda Prabhu was disturbed that of all the way he is going through us. But then he recollected, he just thought, let me see what his devotee is doing. And he saw this devotee, Rameshwar Prabhu, was fully actually in samadhi, in terms of he had only one thing in mind. The books, the box has to be taken to the van and distribution. So whatever was the least resistance or least path had to take, he took the path. He did not care for two devotees standing also there and talking. So Dayananda was thinking that this devotee is such enthusiastic in his book distribution that he is just worrying about his time, that he should spend more time on marathon. And did not see also that we are discussing something. And then he thought that marathon is going on. What am I doing talking with devotees here? This is not a time to talk with devotees. This is a time to rush out and distribute books. And that's how Dayananda Prabhu picked up his marathon fever and he went out and distributed books. So he saw one devotee with so much enthusiasm and he picked up the enthusiasm from him. Then one more nice example we have of, I heard a class of Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj and he was sharing his memories with Srila Prabhupada. So one devotee asked Tamalakrishna Maharaj this question that Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj, as we all know, he was the main leader of Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party, which created a revolution in book distribution in America. So that time one devotee asked him a question in that class that how you got convinced to go ahead such a beautiful plan of having huge buses and traveling all over America and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And Tamalakrishna Maharaj very simply replied that I got this conviction by my association with Srila Prabhupada. Seeing Srila Prabhupada so enthusiastic for books, that I saw him so closely, that inspired me that I should be also doing something. Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj mentions that Srila Prabhupada, he gave up his own life just to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. His spiritual master wanted books to be published and distributed. And Prabhupada's life was fully focused on that. And Prabhupada would be so happy if someone would get a book, as we saw in the different photos. He would see the print and he would be happy. Then he would get the scores and then he would be happy. So Tamalakrishna Maharaj realized that if I have to please Prabhupada, the most important thing which he wants now is book distribution. So Tamalakrishna Maharaj left Prabhupada's association and came on the field to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And at that time he was checking out where should I go for distributing books and he saw Vishnujan Maharaj having a bus. So he joined the bus. It was a very old bus. And Vishnujan Swami Maharaj had a very beautiful technique. He would just sit on a lawn near a college and remove his harmonium and just lead kirtan. And Vishnujan Maharaj's beautiful sweet kirtan would attract everyone from the college. And they would just go and sit there in front of him and hear. And devotees would come and distribute books to them. So Tamalakrishna Goswami also joined the party and now he thought that let me make more use of this opportunity. So all the students, those who came and sat down in front of Vishnujan Maharaj for leading, for hearing the kirtan, Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj would pick one by one person, take him in the bus and preach him so nicely that as soon as he would step out of the bus, the man would change his mind and decide that let me join them in the bus. So in this way, within a short time, they had around 20 devotees in their small old bus. And they were traveling. So there was a big problem, a small old bus and 20 devotees traveling together. So now what to do? Where to go? So Tamalakrishna Goswami says that Krishna inspired me and those who joined new, I had a meeting of them and said, you're joined new and the space is very less. Maybe we should have a new vehicle. Can you help? So all those who joined new, they had some bank account remaining, some money here and there. So they all started giving their money and there was enough money to buy a big bus. And they bought the first bus. And slowly, slowly, because of book distribution, the bus party increased. From one bus, it is mentioned, they had, within a year, 6 buses. And that one bus was 40 feet long. And it could take around 300 boxes of books and 25 devotees can be in one bus. So as they were traveling, they were recruiting many, many devotees. Vishnujan Swami Maharaj would lead kirtan. Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj would preach. And in this way, they're recruiting and slowly, slowly, 6 vans, 6 buses, and they had 40 vans with their buses. Because some places the buses could not go, so they had vans. So 6 buses, 40 vans, and 200 devotees in 1 year. And all this just because Samal Krishna Maharaj saw Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's association inspired him to go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So this was the beginning of Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party. In fact, when the first time the bus was the old bus, and they bought a DTs of Radha, that Radha Krishna DTs. So those DTs were from Orissa. But the old bus, so the DTs were put on the bus, and when the bus would move, the DTs also would move. So to keep the DTs safe, the devotees thought, let us tie the DTs. So they tied the DTs, both the DTs together, to hold them, so that when the bus moves, the DTs don't fall off. So Prabhupada came, when Prabhupada was there, they told Prabhupada that please name these DTs. So Prabhupada came in the bus and saw that these DTs are tied by a rope. So Prabhupada said, what is this rope? Then told Prabhupada, when the bus is moving, that DTs also move. So to secure the DTs, we tied the rope. So Prabhupada said, because you tied the rope on their waist, they will be named as Radha Damodar. So that was the beginning of Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party. So that was Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj's personal inspiration in starting the Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party. In fact, it is mentioned here that within 1 year of their starting, they distributed 1 lakh BTG copies, 30,000 big books. This was per month their score. And one particular month they created a record in the ISKCON history with depositing $1,20,000 in BBT. That was the record they created. And Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was doing very great. In fact, at one point of time, Tamal Krishna Goswami was very much frustrated because the demand of book was so high from Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party, the BBT could not meet the demands. The BBT could not supply them books. So Tamal Krishna Goswami went to Prabhupada to complain about it. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I have a problem. So what's your problem? My problem is we want to distribute so many books, but your BBT cannot supply us books. So Prabhupada was a genius. He knew how to handle situations. Prabhupada said, I have a bigger problem than you. And Tamal Krishna Goswami was taken aback. He said, what problem you have, Prabhupada? My problem is, I am writing so many books, neither your BBT can publish, neither you can distribute. So there was always a problem with BBT, that they could not keep pace with Prabhupada's writing books. We saw in the video initially that how every time Prabhupada's books were always having more yellow marks and the BBT had less yellow marks. That means pending work. And then the famous Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon which Prabhupada had in Los Angeles, where he was like really a big problem. He said the BBT could not keep pace, so immediately then he arranged for the big marathon, and within a short time the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita was made. So that was the whole thing. In 1975, then the marathon took place, December marathon. And because Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Vishnu Jan Maharaj were doing so good, so this time there was a transcendental competition which was generated in America. And all the temples on the west coast of America, they decided that now this marathon will defeat Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party. Prabhupada encouraged such competition because that was very healthy also. So then when they decided that they will defeat Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party, Tamal Krishna Goswami got the news that this marathon we want to have a hard time from the temples. So Tamal Krishna Goswami went, he decided that he will not let lose the battle. So he went to the BBT in charge, Rameshwar Maharaj, and told him, take this blank check. Give him a blank check and told him, all the temples combined together, whatever they distribute, whatever money they deposit, that money plus add $30,000 more and you take that money. That will be my score. So before the marathon began, he took a challenge that he will not let anyone come over Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party. And it is mentioned that that particular marathon 1975, he gave around 1,90,000 rupees dollar check to BBT. So that was the whole idea of how one person's conviction inspires other and then it spreads. So everywhere, because of Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party, every temple was trying to do more and more of Prabhupada books. And finally, your ability will grow to meet your strong desire. So when we have strong desire to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, that desire will help us to grow more and give us more ideas. And the example is given in the Lilamrit that when Srila Prabhupada got his first book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and those books were lying in the godown, because that was the first time a big book had come. Previously, they had BTJ copies and small books, but now a big book had come. And no one was even venturing into the godown, taking a big book and trying out book distribution. But then there was one devotee, his name was Buddhimanta Khan Prabhu. And he thought, let us try. And he picked up some books. The desire was there. And they went out. And they had a van and they distributed some small books. On the way, they went to a fuel station, petrol pump. And they fueled in the petrol. And when the time came for paying the bill, Buddhimanta Khan called the gas in charge and told him that we have a nice big book. This is very nice. Check it out. And you can take it. And yes, that man took it. He did not took the bill. Instead of money, they gave a book. And when the first book had gone like this, the first big book in International Society of Krishna Consciousness was sold on a petrol pump without giving money to them. So that was the inspiration that actually big books can be sold. And from there, the marathon began of how devotees started distributing big books. So the whole idea is that the desire was there that I had to distribute this big book, and Krishna fulfilled the desire and gave the ability of how to talk to a person and give him a book. So this is called as cultivating desire. So initially the book distributor has to have a desire. If the desire is there, everything will come. The next thing Vaisheshika Prabhu mentions is practice. Cultivate discipline, conscious control over lifestyle. Failure is the pillar of success. Practice makes man perfect and emulates successful book distributors. So discipline, regarding discipline, Vaisheshika Prabhu mentions a beautiful example that if someone decides to do a nice japa, he thinks that for a long time I have not been chanting properly, let me chant nicely. So if he decides like that, he has to make a plan. Like for example, if you are to come in the next in the morning, get up and chant your rounds, definitely then, before that day comes, you have to plan to sleep early. Otherwise, if you sleep at 12 o'clock, you will never get up at Mangalarti. It's not possible. You have to plan ahead of time. That means you have to discipline yourself that, okay, I'll sleep early and get up early. In our Radha Gopinath temple, our example is that of coming to Janmashtami for Mangalarti here, or Gaur Purnima for Mangalarti here. Find devotees, huge crowd on Janmashtami here. All coming from Mira Road, Borivali, from Belapur, from Kalyan. How they come? They plan well ahead of time that Janmashtami is coming. Before that day, in the night I'll sleep early, get up right on time, catch this local train. Everything is disciplined. And they plan it and then they can make it into the Mangalarti here. So he mentions that just for japa and similarly for Janmashtami plan, similarly for book distribution also there should be a plan, how it should be done. The next point he mentions, failure is a pillar of success. And the example is given that of Srila Prabhupada again. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in India before going to America, one day Srila Prabhupada got an information that there is going to be a conference in Japan. So he decided that let me try and go to Japan. So Prabhupada started his conversation with the people in Japan and they were very happy. They said, okay, you can come, we'll take care of all your fundings here, but you have to arrange your own ticket. We can't provide you. So then Prabhupada, he decided to take help of Indian government. But neither from the Indian government, neither from Japan government or Japan authorities, he got any confirmation of air ticket to go to Japan. But Prabhupada thought that opportunity comes or do not come, I do not know. But let me present something. If I am going to Japan, what I will show them? So Prabhupada began to write a book, which later became The Light of Bhagavat. You have seen the book Light of Bhagavat? That book came when Prabhupada was in India. And he just got a faded news that, you know, maybe there is an opportunity, I may go to Japan. And Prabhupada wrote this book. And Prabhupada never went to Japan. And those manuscripts remained there only. And later Tamal Krishna Maharaj saw the manuscripts and printed those books. So failure is the pillar of success. We have a book, Light of Bhagavat, which Prabhupada wrote when there was not much ample opportunity to go to Japan. But he said, let me try. And then you have another book, the small book, Introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Gita Sar, which is nothing but the first initial pages of the Bhagavad Gita. So how that book came? Srila Prabhupada was in America, initial days, and he would call all the people to his program. And one fine day, no one came. And Prabhupada was about to give a lecture and no one is sitting in front of him. So Prabhupada remembered that if no one comes, one should preach to the walls. Prabhupada just, he pulled on his tape recorder and he gave a lecture with no one sitting in front of him. And the lecture was recorded And that lecture became a book, Introduction to Bhagavad Gita. So this is how Prabhupada in his own life used his failure as a pillar of success. Practice makes a man perfect, the third point. The example is given that of a person who is driving a car, or rather learning to drive a car. If a person is learning to drive the car, then what happens is very conscious, is it not? When we are learning to drive a car, we are very conscious. We have to now, with your feet, we have to first press the accelerator or clutch and simultaneously also look ahead. Otherwise, we are looking down, we will not see what's going ahead. So all coordination is very difficult. And slowly, slowly you practice in a driving school. And finally, now, after some time, you become very expert. You start enjoying the driving. It's no more anxiety for you. So similarly, book distribution is also initially an anxiety to go out, to go out of temple, or go out of home, or maybe stand in the train and shout, Hare Krishna. But once you start it with some help, it becomes a regular thing. Now many devotees, they confess to me that they had never spoken in public, but now they distribute books in public. How it is possible? In fact, after coming to ISKCON, many things we are doing which we never did before. Is it not? So, practice makes man perfect. We begin somewhere, and with the help of devotees, we can make it. And finally, emulate successful book distributors. We already spoke on this. In fact, I was hearing a class of Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. He was giving a Sankirtan seminar in Kolkata, in Mayapur. And then one devotee asked him a question, a very nice question. And he asked Maharaj that, you say that if you want to please me, distribute my books, Prabhupada said. But we see that Prabhupada also said that one should do college preaching, one should do congregation preaching, one should do this, one should do that. So why we should emphasize so much on book distribution? So that was a very loaded question, but direct question can be asked like that. Purushottam Maharaj very nicely mentioned it, that definitely to make devotees there are many ways to do. We can do college preaching, we can do congregation preaching, we can have food for life, and so many other ways by which we can make devotees. But then he mentioned, but the most fastest way, medium of making devotees all over the world is only by book distribution. Says Srila Prabhupada, in his 12 years of preaching, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world because of his books. His books went to the places where devotees are not reached. And through the books, people became devotees. So even though all other methods are definitely powerful, but the most powerful method is book distribution, because the books can go anywhere. You give a book to someone, you do not know where the book will go. The book just goes, and you do not know who will become a devotee. There was one person somewhere in Russia. Devotees went to distribute book to in a new town. And when they were distributing books, they saw one man distributing some copies. And they pulled in a copy and they saw there was a Bhagavad Gita, which was Xerox copy of Bhagavad Gita. And this person was selling the Xerox copies to everyone. So they were surprised. The first time they were coming here to this town, and this person is selling a Xerox copy of Bhagavad Gita. So they asked him, are you Hare Krishna? He said, what is Hare Krishna? I don't know. So why are you selling this Xerox copy then? He said, I got this book somewhere, and I read this book. I felt so inspired. I thought I should share this knowledge with others. So therefore, I made a Xerox of this book, and I'm giving it to others. So Prabhupada inspired him. No one even met him, but that book met him, and through book, Prabhupada inspired him to start devotional service. So that is called, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was mentioning, the fastest medium is books. And he also mentioned that Srila Prabhupada told that you may do kirtan, Harinam, but your Harinam may be heard only two blocks. The other road may hear, that's it. But this book distribution is what? Brihat Mridang. This Mridang, when it starts playing, this Mridang can go, the sound of this Mridang goes all over the world. So distributing book is like a Brihat Mridang. And then Prabhupada also mentioned that if you meet someone, you may preach to him. But what your 1 minute of preaching will do, give him a book, he will be eternally benefited. I personally realized many times, I am traveling in train and I meet some person who is very interested. And we have a good time, I talk to him, preach him, and we exchange contacts. Maximum time, we never meet such persons again, many times. He may have showed his enthusiasm that time, but when you call him, maybe he's not interested, something like that happens. 99% that person never meets us. 1% person, that may click and become a devotee. So I was wondering that I just preached him and he went away. And there is no way I can get him back. But if I had just given him one book, keep one book in a bag, and give him free 10 rupees book, and he takes it, he may not contact me or he may not meet devotees, but he has Prabhupada with him. Someday that book will inspire him and he will pick up the book and he will himself come to the Hare Krishna movement and become a devotee. So that connection has to be given. So that is the power of these books. And therefore Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj mentioned that many other ideas are there definitely, but at least in marathon we should focus on this important aspect of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. The third important point which Vaisheshika Prabhu reiterated is good reading of Prabhupada's books. In fact, nice points. Learn to capture and absorb what you read. Then learn to share during book distribution and also at other times what you have absorbed and captured. Then fortify yourself daily by associating with Srila Prabhupada in his books. Srila Prabhupada's tips on it, to read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, recite every day. Srila Prabhupada once just joked with his disciples and he told that my disciples are distributing my books, but they are not reading my books. And Prabhupada said, if someone comes and asks them that what is in this book, and my disciples will say, "Wo mujhe malum nahi hai, aap khud padh lijiye." You only read and check it out. So Prabhupada said, if you are showing some books, you should also know what the books should contain. So therefore, one should regularly read Prabhupada's books. That's very important. A good book distributor can be only a person who knows what wealth that book has. Otherwise, how he can convince others if he does not know what he's selling? It's not a marketing technique. Distributing Prabhupada's books can be done only by Prabhupada's followers, no one else. One time in America, they called up a very expert marketing agency. The number one marketing agency in America was called and given the idea that you distribute Prabhupada books. Take this. We'll pay you. They tried their best. They could not distribute books. The best marketing agency of America could not distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada had told, only a devotee can distribute these books. A devotee who knows what is that book. When he shares his own realization about the book, that conviction. People do not see you, your techniques. People see what realization or what conviction you have got. And seeing your conviction, he gets inspired. Okay, I'll buy this book. Even if I am not interested, I'll buy this book. Because he is convinced. He's speaking so much nice about the books. So that is the main point. One should take time out to read Prabhupada's books. And one thing I got is, these two devotees are discussing here. Which one book would you take to a deserted island? And the other devotee says, I will take a Facebook. So definitely, the whole world is into Facebook. Even devotees are also there. But the most important book is which book? Prabhupada's book. Because Prabhupada's book is the real Facebook. It will help us to face the ups and downs of the material world. So this is most important, to read Prabhupada's books. Fortify yourself daily by associating with Srila Prabhupada in his books. In fact, when we read Prabhupada's books, we are associating with Prabhupada. And after reading Prabhupada's books, when we give the books to others, we are giving Srila Prabhupada's association to them. In Hawaii, one time Srila Prabhupada was having a class, and in his class he told all of his disciples that all of you should chant one chapter of Bhagavatam every day. So everyone said Hari Bol. Every time Hari Bol is said for all things. So Prabhupada said, so how many of you will do? Chant one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam every day. And everyone raised their hands. Then Prabhupada became very serious. Are you sure? How many of you will chant, recite one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Still everyone raised their hands. After that, Prabhupada asked third time, how many of you will chant, recite one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam every day? And everyone raised their hands. So one devotee who was recollecting this pastime, Bhavatarani Mataji, and she was mentioning that everyone raised their hands, but after that no one recited, no one chanted those chapters. In fact, Prabhupada told, if anyone chants one chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam daily, then after 1 year he will become a Pandit of Bhagavatam. So she was mentioning that one has to keep in touch with Srila Prabhupada's books. Vaisheshika Prabhu himself, he mentions that whenever he travels, if he can't take big books with him, he takes printouts of the books. and then he keeps some copies of chapters of Bhagavad Gita, one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So when he's standing on a line, waiting for some bus or train, he picks up that small 2-3 pages Xerox, just the verses, or maybe just a translation, and reads the chapter. So what happens, that he keeps in touch with Srila Prabhupada's books by that. And eventually, he mentions that because I read regularly shlokas, so when I'm giving books, what happened? I also speak shlokas. So when I speak shlokas, what happens? People feel, oh, he knows Bhagavad Gita. He knows the book. So Prabhupada said, when you speak something and you quote a shloka or quote something from a purport, it becomes very authentic. Like we saw that devotee in the video, he was saying, I'll show you something. The book is as brilliant as the sun. So when you speak that out, people feel, oh, he has read the book. He knows the product very well. So they may be interested and they may take a book also. So in this way, this is about reading Srila Prabhupada's books regularly. There's a nice saying here, book distribution is solid. Even if they do not read, simply by touching, they are benefited. It is so much powerful. So Prabhupada has many times said that even if someone touches my book, they will be benefited. In fact, one place, some devotee is quoted, Prabhupada said, if you talk of life, next. What about actually taking a book? So one time one devotee, he asked this question to Tamal Krishna Goswami, that how should we understand actually? Is there any truth in that, or just Prabhupada is encouraging us by saying, just usko haath bhi lagane de, he'll get benefited. So Tamal Krishna Goswami said that what Prabhupada said never goes in vain. Prabhupada was saying perfectly right. That book is so powerful. And Tamal Krishna Goswami mentions, we quoted a verse, Adho Shraddha Ta Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya Anartha Nivritti. Beginning of devotional service. Adho Shraddha. The initial faith has to be there. So what happens on the book distribution? You go out with the books. The person who comes in front of you, when he decides to take the book, that Adho Shraddha is generated. The initial faith. Then maybe I should buy this book. He does not know much about the book. He does not know what will happen. But he says, okay, let me just have it. Maybe I should not have it. That initial faith is coming out. Adho Shraddha. And when he gets the book, he may take it home. He may not even read it. No problem. But what has happened? Second step has taken out. Adho Shraddha ke baad kya? Next kya hai? Sadhu Sangha. Prabhupada book is a Sadhu Sangha. So he has got Sadhu Sangha now. Now for him, the third step may take some time, or it may take immediately, happen immediately. That's another thing. But his devotional service has begun. Adho Shraddha, he has given his money. Hard-earned money. No one will give money like this. He has sacrificed his money, taken a book, and his Sadhu Sangha has begun. And later, if he reads a book, he meets a devotee, then Bhajana Kriya will begin. But his Sadhu Sangha at least has begun. Prabhupada's book has gone to his house. So that is the power. The Prabhupada said that even if one touches the book, he gets benefited. Why? Because the book has the power of parampara in it. And so, as we are mentioning here, these books, they work on a transcendental plane. Like Prabhupada mentions here, if you just touch the book, then you will get human form of life. And we hear also many times that our acharyas have spoken statements which is very difficult to understand in real sense, in normal material sense. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if someone would come with an article in the newspaper and tell that this article is blaspheming Krishna consciousness movement, and another person will get an article and say, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, this article is glorifying Hare Krishna movement. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, okay, count how many names of Krishna are there in each article. So devotees would count. And the devotees would say, Prabhupada, this the article which has blasphemy about Hare Krishna movement has 20 names of Krishna. And the article which is glorifying Hare Krishna movement has only 5 names of Krishna. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this article is better. Why? Because 20 times Krishna's name has come. People may read the blasphemy, they will forget, but they have gone through 20 times the Krishna's holy name. So this cannot be understood in a real sense. It's like, it's on a transcendental plane. When Prabhupada said, by touching my book, it gets a human form of life. In fact, what about Hare Krishna movement books? Even anything about Hare Krishna movement is so powerful, potent, that it can help a person. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj, in one of his Bhagavad Sapta, he was mentioning that how he came to Krishna consciousness. So he was mentioning in that lecture that he was born in a very pious family, and from birth he was very much cultured. He was not much interested in the material going for life. In fact, he mentioned that I hated newspapers. I would never read newspapers in my life. He was a young man that time. But one day, suddenly, out of nowhere, he saw a newspaper. He hated newspaper, but he picked up the newspaper that day. He opened the newspaper, and something attracted his attention. And that attention was, that line was, Videshi Bane Krishna Bhakta. Foreigners have become devotees. She was very much intrigued. He was actually saying in a village, how can foreigners become Krishna Bhakta? So he read the whole article, and then he read that how in Patna some devotees have come, and Prabhupada also has come. He is the founder of the Hare Krishna movement, and said, I should go and see these people. So that's how he came, and he met the devotees, and that's how he joined the Hare Krishna movement. So the power of Hare Krishna movement is so amazing that even an article, what to speak of a book, Prabhupada's favorable article comes in a newspaper, that is potent enough to get a devotee who can lead the movement later. So that is the power of the Hare Krishna movement. Therefore, nothing is available on the, nothing can be understood on a material sense. It's on a transcendental plane. The fourth point which Vaisheshikapu mentions in his seminar is good chanting. He mentions that unless we chant our rounds nicely, unless we become very strong ourselves, we will not able to face the outside world. We will not able to see the challenges faced. We will not able to face the challenges outside in the book distribution. So he mentions nice tips here. Practice the three P's. Posture, pronunciation and prayer. While chanting, we should have a nice posture. We should sit straight. Then we should pronounce the whole mantra. And then we should pray while chanting. And then he mentions that how when we learn to focus while chanting, then we will get happiness, determination, detachment, direct experience of Krishna, knowledge, inspiration, purified desire. So we can see that a very successful book distributor will also have a good sadhana, good book reading and a good chanting. He will be actually a good devotee. And then when he goes out, his conviction will inspire people to buy books. More than a technique, the conviction is important. Like we heard in the drama, that one devotee, that Albert D'Souza, he got inspired by what? Not by the book, he didn't want a book, but by the devotee, Rajesh Bajaj Prabhu. In fact, the devotee who did the drama, his name is Krishna Prabhu, Krishna Shukla. He became a devotee because of Rajesh Bajaj Prabhu only. So he was there in the drama and he was actually praising Rajesh Bajaj from his mouth. He got a book from Rajesh Bajaj too. He was inspired by the personal example of that person, that how this person is so humble and he wants to give something to a person. So the point is, the conviction is more important in our heart than the technique of the book distribution. And finally, the most important thing is taking shelter of the holy names while we are doing Sankirtan. We all need shelter at every moment. Krishna is non-different from his name. And difficult things become easy when you remember Lord Chaitanya. So when you go on book distribution, we will come across situations which are very difficult. But at all times, if you remember Krishna, then things will be easy. In fact, many devotees who are distributing books regularly, before meeting a person, they pray to Krishna, Krishna, put some words in my mouth by which I can convince this person to buy your book. So then there's an element of shelter that I am not a doer, I am not a person who's doing, but I am just an instrument, and through parampara I am distributing these books. I am just a carrier of message. So this is a nice quote of Prabhupada. One Krishna book sold means we go forward one step in our Krishna consciousness, because we are giving Krishna to others. So Krishna is seeing that. So we have a nice, wonderful, one nice pastime I'll share with you. This is Uncle Jay's radio show, which happened in US when Prabhupada was called for a radio show. That was late in the night. The show began at 1 o'clock in the night. And Prabhupada was scheduled to speak at 3 o'clock in the morning. So Prabhupada, it was a regular time. He would be up writing his books. So devotees had gone ahead for his Uncle Jay radio show. And they had done some kirtan and some interview was conducted with them. And finally at 3 o'clock, Prabhupada's interview came. And Prabhupada sat in front of the interviewer. And it is mentioned that the maximum, Uncle Jay had a maximum viewers. And people would hear on the radio station all over America. So Prabhupada was answering to the questions of Uncle Jay. And then he would also ask the audience, if you have any questions, ask. Swami Prabhupada has come from the Hare Krishna movement. So one question came from the radio from someone, and that question was very heavy question. And that question was that, Swamiji, we have heard that Swamis are not supposed to travel across the sea. So how you have come to America? So Prabhupada said, that is superstitious. That is completely wrong. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithvite ache jata nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibhi moro naam. In every town and village, my names will be chanted. And Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that I was going to come to America. Therefore, he chanted that verse. Actually, fact, we recently on a yatra went to Ramkeli after Mayapur Yatra. And Ramkeli was the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the prediction. Prithvite ache jata nagaradi gram. That one point of time, the names of Krishna will be chanted all over the world. And for next 500 years, no one knew how it's going to happen. No one could figure out. Some devotees even started having a own commentary on that verse, you know, that maybe Prithvite ache means, you know, Bengal. Only in Bengal, every town and village. And after Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvesh Thakur, you know, he preached all over India. Then they thought, maybe Prithvite ache means, you know, Bharatvarsh. But no one thought how this knowledge will actually go across continents. And then Prabhupada came, and within a short time, Prabhupada did that. In 12 years of his preaching, Prithvite jate jate nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibhi mora naam. Everywhere the book, everywhere the name, the chanting of the holy name was done. So I was talking to one devotee, a nice devotee, who writes regularly to BTG. So this devotee was sharing his realization that Srila Prabhupada was instrumental in fulfilling so many people's dreams. Lord Chaitanya said, Prithvite ache jata nagaradi gram. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision and dream, Prabhupada fulfilled it. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a dream, a vision. He told in Navadvip Dham to Jiva Goswami that an Adbhut Mandir will come by which the love of Godhead will spread. And Prabhupada, since the time he got the land in Mayapur, he was speaking about the temple of Vedic Planetarium. So Prabhupada is now, the temple is now coming up in Mayapur very nicely. 2016 they will open the temple. Prabhupada's dream will be fulfilled. Prabhupada will fulfill Nityananda Prabhu's dream. Then Prabhupada has fulfilled Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dream. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was in Mayapur, he saw across the Jalangi River, it was empty land, and then he said that one day will come when devotees will come from France, Russia, Germany, and they will come here in Mayapur and they will dance with their Bengali brothers and chant Jai Sachinandan Gaur Hari. This was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction when India was in British rule. It was never possible. But Srila Prabhupada fulfilled Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dream. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvesh Thakur's dream was, as soon as he met first time Prabhupada, he told him, preach in the English language. So his dream was to go out and preach the Krishna consciousness in Western world. And he sent his disciples to London also. Nothing much could be accomplished. So that was his dream. And Prabhupada fulfilled Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvesh Thakur's dream also. So our Prabhupada is well known for fulfilling so many acharyas, so many incarnations dreams. So let us now check out what was Srila Prabhupada's dream. Among many dreams of Prabhupada, there was one dream was that if you want to please me, distribute my books. So as Prabhupada gave his life to cherish or rather fulfill so many devotees' dreams, so at least one dream we can try to fulfill of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books in marathon. Srila Prabhupada makes a nice point here. Srila Prabhupada said that Alexander the Great, he was a great person, but somehow or other he could not maintain his large empire, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, suppose I conquer Bombay and then go to Karachi, but in the meantime Bombay is lost. That was Alexander the Great. Too much expansion. He expanded so much, he went ahead, but behind everything was lost. And Srila Prabhupada said, it was for this reason that he was emphasizing the importance of book selling over opening temples. Tamal Krishna Goswami writes here. Prabhupada said, book distribution is important. Why? Prabhupada said, don't make me Alexander the Great in my lifetime. People have recognized me that I am great. Don't make me small. To keep the movement going by distributing books, Prabhupada said. The sixth point is, depend on Krishna for results. To be an instrument and not try to be the doer. And to pray to Prabhupada and Krishna for direction and help. Actually, Srila Prabhupada is doing everything, even not just writing books, but even today also, people are inspired by Prabhupada. Many people, they read Prabhupada books, they become devotee, not because of our contribution, but because they are inspired by Prabhupada's example. Even today also. Like Jayapataka Maharaj, when he came here, and he was fondly recollecting many stories from Bhaktivedanta Hospital, he told a very nice story that how there was a nurse, or there may be a nurse still, that nurse was there in the hospital, and she was in the night time, night duty, and she was sleeping in the night time. She was supposed to be awake and on alert, but she was sleeping that day in the night time. And when she was sleeping, she got a dream of Prabhupada. And she was not a devotee, she got a dream of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "Why are you sleeping? You're wasting your time. Go to the library, take my book and read my books." So she woke up by surprise. She had seen Prabhupada deity down, but never saw that deity could come in the dream and start speaking to her. But anyway, she went. She thought it's a normal course of life for her. She went to the library, she picked up Prabhupada books, started reading Prabhupada books. And eventually she became a devotee. So this is an example we have of so many examples like this in the world where actually Prabhupada is still preaching. And we are just an instrument in Prabhupada's hand. And we just try our best and not try to be the doer. And finally to pray to Prabhupada and Krishna for direction and for help. The last one is organize. Vaisheshika Prabhu mentions that nothing is possible unless one organizes his efforts. We just randomly do here and there book distribution, what will happen? We will not achieve much. But if you organize, set goals, design a plan, develop infrastructure, acquire the tools of your trade, master the basics of communication, execute your plan, take care of your inventory, and finally run it like your own business, just like we have our own business, how seriously we run the business. So this is also, Prabhupada said, printing and distributing books is our family business. So it's our business. So when we run our business, do we make investment here and there? No. We're very careful where to invest and where we can get more returns. So book distribution is also like that. Seriously, endeavoring and organizing. And finally, the most important thing is learn new methods. As the world is growing, we also need how to have new methods of book distribution. So in this way, we can always organize. So there are many techniques this year. Last year, we tried this many techniques. Like Prabhupada said, leaders should tax your brains. All your needs will be met. All the leaders should tax their brains for increasing the sales of our books. I always said that if you simply rely on book distribution, all our needs will be fulfilled. That means Srila Prabhupada is saying that leaders who are there, they should tax their brains and design techniques of how we can push more Srila Prabhupada books in the outside world. So try your new ideas, multiply the scores, and think something out of the box. And then you can see more books will go. Because we thought of it, we designed a plan, and we executed a plan. Like last year, many devotees tried this plan, you know, gifting a book. So many devotees, they gifted a book to their relatives. Marriage is there, gifting a book. So they will not buy a book. If you give them a book, they will not buy. Give them a gift. Anyone can bear 90 rupees cost, 100 rupees cost. Give a book, give a gift to, like one of our devotees, Srivas Thakur Prabhu. He just calls, he goes on the internet and checks Krishna, types Krishna. So everything on Krishna is available on Google search, you know. So Krishna Dairy, Krishna, Krishna Depot. So all those stores, shops, industries which are Krishna's name, he contacts them and tells them that you are given such a nice name, Krishna, you know. So you should know this is Krishna's month and Krishna has written Bhagavad Gita. So why don't you give us a gift? New Year is coming. You're planning to give some gift to your employees, you know, to your customers. Give this as a gift. And it clicked. Many people took books from him. There was one, this Krishna Sweets, Sri Krishna Sweets, which is well known all over India, which have 6-7 centers all over India. And they ordered some 300 books from him on phone. So, okay, we have Bangalore 750 books, Hyderabad 70 books, Bombay 20 books. So they are sweet shops, and all the employees got Prabhupada's book. So this is called giving a gift book. Then we have our Sankirtan buses, which all have gone recently. They went to Punjab and Gujarat. One is in Amaravati, another is in Konkan. So we will be regularly giving inputs on what the different stories they have from book distribution. Then we have the Shastra Dan scheme, where we sponsor Gitas to be distributed in an entire village. Last time we began this process, and actually devotees came out and really did better. And we can see here, devotees, they were able to get Shastra Dan so much that we distributed in one entire village every home in that village got a Bhagavad Gita. So this is in Osmanabad somewhere, where Ras Govind throws this own village, where he distributed in his own village, every house, one Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. Then in Orissa, some devotees are preaching there. We have Mukund Chaitanya Prabhu and Haridas Thakur Prabhu and other devotees preaching in many places in Orissa. So this is a place called Motari in Orissa, where every house in that village has a Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. So old, very poor village, but everyone has Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, people who are not interested in taking a book, you tell them sponsor a book. Your name will come, will print it and will give it to the villages in India. And the culture will spread like that. So people will be interested in doing some nice, good work. So this is more to go. This year, so many villages are in line. So if you're interested, you can arrange for sponsors for Kontilo, Orissa, 500 Gitas, Rimuna, Orissa, 500 Gitas, Arapit in Andhra Pradesh, when Narari Prabhu is preaching, 400 Gitas. Then we have Kanpur, Haldar Prabhu is preaching there, Samaga, 500 Bhagavad Gita. And school kids also, we have GCL. GCL is taking place even in villages. So we can't ask them to buy books. So we sponsor the books, and then they read the book and they write exams. So for sponsoring their book, Wada Taluka, 1000 Marathi Gita. So all these opportunities are there for devotees to try anywhere, whatever. And this is as we are talking about new methods, just two, three years back, Gokularan Prabhu invented this new method, you know, Gita Dan Yagya. We all know about it. People like to do Yagya, Shanti Yagya, Home Yagya. So along with Yagya, you tell them also, do Gita Dan. So they come and sit in Yagya, they like the Yagya, it's very nice. But along with the Yagya, when they pay the money, that money is used for distributing books free of cost to villages. So this is Gita Dan Yagya. So this time Gita Dan Yagya is on 23rd December evening. Pamphlets are available in the reception, you can take it. And before this, in the end, we would like to have a small video, a small drama now. And this drama is called as Pati, Patni or Sasur. So we'll see our three devotees here doing a drama on this. And how this drama illustrates that there was a wrong parampara going in the family, and the man took bold step and stopped that parampara. But sometimes the right parampara is there, and we have to take bold step to continue the parampara. So here we can see from the slides that how Srila Prabhupada in parampara got this message. We find here on the first meeting, Srila Prabhupada was told by spiritual master that he should preach in the West, in the English language. And then he got initiated. Then on the banks of Radhakund, if you ever get money, print books, second instruction. And one time, Srila Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, why you first went to New York and not London? So Prabhupada gave many answers at different times. So Prabhupada one time humbly said that my God brothers went to London and they failed. I thought if I have to fail, let me fail in a new place. So therefore I am going to New York. But one time he revealed in confidence that he was told by Rupa Goswami to go to New York. So here he is Prabhupada writing in Vrindavan. And like one time Harishwari Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we have heard that that Rupa Goswami came to you and he told you that you should write Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada said, well, everyone knows that. And Prabhupada changed the topic. So that was how Prabhupada was inspired by Acharyas. Then Prabhupada's own struggle. Prabhupada said, Krishna tested me twice. One is when Krishna took everything away from me. And Prabhupada second time said, when Krishna gave everything back to me, more and more. So Krishna tested me twice, but I passed Krishna's test. So Krishna, Prabhupada struggles in printing books. Happy moment, sometimes he would get chance. Here he meets then Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri. And then finally in Jaladuta, full shelters and prayers, having two heart attacks, Prabhupada goes on a cargo ship, one full month on the ship. And then Prabhupada is alone there. Prabhupada said, I was never alone, but actually, Krishna was with me, my Guru was with me. And then Prabhupada was visiting unknown places, literally. And finally some few followers came. And then, in 1966, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was formed. And then the big important thing, the book distribution program began. And that, because of that medium, the Krishna Consciousness movement spread all over the world very fast. And then so many devotees Prabhupada made. So Prabhupada's commitment to books so much that Even the last moment of his life, Prabhupada is leaving his body, but yet you find Prabhupada is dictating his books on the mic here, and Jayadutta Maharaj is holding this. This is Prabhupada's dedication. After Prabhupada, then his disciples took over. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj had this buses, Radha Mother traveling party. Then after that, we have so many devotees, Prabhupada disciples. We heard about Vaisheshika Prabhu, then we have Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Loknath Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj. And they have done so much for Prabhupada's books. And Prabhupada said, what your 1 minute of preaching will do, give him a book and he will be benefited eternally. So basically now, we have seen Prabhupada has done so much for his books. Prabhupada's followers have done so much from his books. In fact, they give their life for Prabhupada's book distribution. Many of devotees, Prabhupada's sannyasi disciples, when they come here, they have big bags. And half of the bag is medicines. Because they spend so much of their energy distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Of course, we are not on that era, or not even on that level to do that. But the point what I'm conveying is, they give their life for Prabhupada's books. So now it's our time. And just imagine, if our generation does not take it seriously, what will happen? The next generation, will it take it seriously? No. Can you imagine the next generation, you ask someone, this is Prabhupada book marathon, distribute books. And the person may say, what is this? I never saw my father and mother participating in book distribution marathon, why should I do it? Or someone may say, maine apne counselor ko hi bola nahi book distribution ke bare mein bolne ke liye, so why should I do it? So if we continue the parampara, then the future also will, the parampara will continue. So the point is, and at this time, the focus should be marathon, book distribution. We have to give our time, that's very painful, but the point is, this is one way we can easily please Prabhupada. Give books to people and Prabhupada will be happy. So Prabhupada said, whenever I get report of my book selling, I feel strength. Regarding book sale figures, please endeavor in this way. This is the only solace of my life. Whenever I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man. And finally, Prabhupada says, thank you very much for your sincere endeavors to distribute my books widely. If you continue with such desire and determination, Krishna will give you all strength to increase more and more. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Marathon Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.